Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. Our guest today is local guitar virtuoso Mike McCall, and we'll be talking to him as soon as we thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. He was the host of the giant pumpkin weigh-in that they had at Long Branch Ranch earlier this week. We love Cameron for all he does for the community, all the great food that he has, and Ori's Open Mic is there. I think the first Thursday of the month, it's live, outdoors, safely distanced in a tent. Otherwise, you can access it online. Go to the Facebook page, Ori's Open Mic, A-U-R-I-S, Open Mic. And Cameron's also is a great place for wonderful food and refreshment. And Mike, I think you've been at Cameron's before, haven't you?
I have, and I think the first place, first of all, Kelly, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the first place I ever played in front of an audience was at Cameron's at an open mic probably, I want to say over 20 years ago. And it was the scariest time. And every time we go back there, it's still as scary as the first time. So it's a great place, very supportive. But for a musician, it just sort of like where I got my chops. So good memories from there.
Oh, that's awesome. So you started when you were 10?
Thank you very much.
Well, that's about when I moved to Half Moon Bay, right?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so you live up in Montara, and you've been playing on the coast lately, which is awesome that there's live music going on again.
It really is. It's if I could talk about that for a moment, I think that, you know, when obviously COVID hit March, everything shut down. There was just no gigs, and I think as musicians, it was sad, but we totally understood, and we wouldn't want to put anyone's health in jeopardy, not our own, and the patrons as well. So luckily, about 2 months ago, I got a call from La Nebbia Winery that's under new ownership, and I think the wines are really great, and they want me to start playing there, and it's right on 92, as you know, in Half Moon Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very open area. It's outdoors. You're looking at the coastal hills. My little stage is, you know, probably 40 feet away from anyone, so it's very comfortable for the performer and for the patron. So it definitely feels a little bit odd because when you're walking to and from your car and packing your gear, you're wearing your mask. But it's just a great place, and I'm glad there's places on the coast that offer up an outside venue so that people can feel comfortable. I also play it at Hop Dog and the Brewing Company. I'll be there on the 23rd, which is a Friday.
Okay, well, let's get to one of your tunes. And this is off of your CD called The Lone Cypress. It's the initial track, the opening track called The Village by Mike McCall. And we'll talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Thank you.
Right, this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're speaking with local artist Mike McCall, and we just listened to his song called The Village, and that was a fun, upbeat tune. Tell us a little bit about that, Mike.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, growing up, I was a big fan of the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns, and all the music was produced by Ennio Morricone, who just passed away, but phenomenal guy. And it's sort of reminiscent, or hope your listeners will think, of Clint Eastwood tunes, and that was my motivation. So think of a guy on a horse getting chased by townspeople and trying to ride his horse as fast as he can. So it definitely has that upbeat vibe.
That's awesome. I love it. So you pull your inspiration from childhood inspirations, and what are some other things that inspire you for your music?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I play mariachi tunes. So one of the songs that I played last time we were together, La Llorona, was the first song I heard in Sunnyvale when I was probably 6 years old at a Mexican restaurant, and it really stuck with me.
Apparently.
And then, you know, and then, you know, performers like Rodrigo Gabriela, Struns and Farah, Gypsy Kings were all just, I'm still a huge fan of all those, so I'm sort of a product of my own upbringing as well as listening to some great performers.
Well, you do justice to the music, I gotta say.
Thank you very much. Super sweet.
Yeah. Well, I also like when we branch out. I mean, you know, you invited me to perform 100 years ago, it feels like, at a holiday performance, and that was a ton of fun.
It was. And Kelly's, for people who don't know, Kelly's got a phenomenal voice. And we also do the random version of Summertime, which is really impressive, too. So it's always fun to play with you.
Oh, thanks. I actually really enjoyed doing the Chris Christopherson tune, Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
Yeah, we have to get together and do that again.
I would love to. That would be great.
Okay, well, cool. Hey, maybe I can join you sometime at La Nebbia.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm there regularly, so let's make it happen.
Okay, cool. And that's regularly Friday afternoons and or Sundays, or those times that they have music there?
Yeah, they have music on Fridays from 3 to 5 and then Sundays from 1 to 4. And I'm not always there, but always have great performers.
I have a girlfriend coming out soon on a Friday. We're going to have to come check you out.
Nice, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, tell us about the next tune. You said it's called Spanish Romance, but it looks like a different name on your album.
It is. I think I tweaked it a bit. But it is, I mean, I think most people know it as it's Romance de España or Spanish Romance. It's a very traditional Spanish song. It's really the first Spanish song that once I started playing Spanish music about 15 years ago that I recorded. And it's a phenomenal song. No one knows who wrote it, but it's a very, very popular song, very flowing and very lovely. So I hope your listeners like it.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen. This is Romance de España as recorded by Mike McCall. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and we are talking to Mike McCall and his wonderful Spanish guitar playing. And we just listened to Romance de España off his album called The Lone Cypress. Mike, well, you brought up something kind of interesting. You're one of the few people I know who's out there gigging right now, and which is one of the reasons I brought you on here. And you made an interesting point about singers and performing these days.
Yeah.
That Ari's Open Mic we were talking about a little earlier.
Yeah, from what I've heard, and, you know, everyone's trying new things for sure, but I think Ari's Open Mic attempted to have singers actually sing, and they did a live event like they used to do, but they had singers wearing masks, and I don't think it went over too well for obvious reasons,
Yeah. Probably
both from the performer's perspective and the audience perspective. So I think they're back to virtual, which for now I think is a good idea.
Yeah, or instrumental if it's live. Sadly, singing is the most dangerous thing you can do.
You're right,
spreading
it is.
The virus.
Yeah. And I think that's one reason I'm sort of the safe bet, because I don't sing. And for those of who don't know about me, my music, I don't sing, which is good for everybody, COVID or no COVID. I've got an awful voice, but I play pretty good guitar. So I think in the COVID era, it's good to have someone only do an instrumental. And one thing I learned too, Kelly, is that it's good to have your Venmo or PayPal on a sign, because people don't even want to go put tips and get close to you. So that's something I learned through this too. So it's an experience for sure.
Yeah, and then if you're doing something virtual, then people are able to access tipping you that way too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of performers are doing that. I'm lucky enough to gig, but I know a lot of performers are trying to recoup by doing virtual events too, which I think it's a great thing to do.
Absolutely. The next song we have on tap is right in front of me, El Último Baile. And this is not on your album. This is a live performance that you have on Facebook.
That's correct. I actually did this in my backyard with a nice little recording unit that I got. And it translates in Spanish to The Last Dance. So it's just a nice instrumental. I wouldn't call it a bossa nova. It's definitely got a identifiable beat, but a lot of good finger style. And this is sort of typical of the style I sort of migrate to. So I hope your listeners enjoy it.
Okay, let's take a listen to El Último Baile by Mike McCall. Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We've been speaking to Mike McCall and listening to his beautiful Spanish guitar playing. And that was El Último Baile, The Last Dance. So we're wrapping things up. But Mike, I want to thank you for joining us today. Share with the audience some of the places you know that are having live music these days.
Sure. And Kelly, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. I think that at least on the coast, the places that I know, and I already mentioned a couple, Hop Dogma, Brewing Company, fantastic beer, great people. They have an outdoor beer garden. I also mentioned La Nebbia Winery, which is on Highway 92. Lots and lots of room. Also, the Coastal Vine, that used to be the wine room Moss Beach, has outdoor seating, and they have music pretty regularly now. So those three venues, and I know there's also San Benito House on Main Street that I know has live music outdoors. And there's also Vinoteca, another wine room on Main Street that's featuring live music outdoors. And what I would say in closing is that all these venues are serious about social distancing, about wearing masks, and about keeping their patrons safe. So I think they've all figured out a way to keep folks safe while offering great music and great wine and food. So I think it's great if people could go to these places and just enjoy themselves.
Amen. I agree. I could not agree more. That's one of the reasons I had you on today, to share, of course, you and your loveliness and your beautiful music, but also your insight as to where people can hear live music right now on the coastside.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you so much. Everybody go out there. Stay safe. Be kind to one another. We really need it now in these tender times. There's a lot going on out there, so just make sure you do the extra special kindness, because everyone will appreciate it, and they will return it to you tenfold. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.